Well, I'm sure that Grandma will give you a rundown on all of our social activities, ha-ha. But we do get around a little, get around considerable for an old couple. And I know she told you about the wedding and a few more things that we've been doing, so I'll kind of take up from somewhere else. Perhaps the weather, which has been one of the lousiest, windiest, wettest springs we've had here in years. We'll have a couple of days beautiful, just like last Thursday, nice and clear, 82 degrees, just great. Started raining along in the night, rained all day Friday, quit along in the night sometime, and I measured 1 1/15 hundredths of an inch of moisture. And yesterday, Saturday, it's 35 hundredths. And I don't know what's keeping it from raining right now. It's cloudy and cool. Humidity's around 80%. And it looks like it could start raining again any time. While the weatherman said there was possibility of showers today, clearing off by tonight, and be nice over Memorial Day. Well, we'll see. But the wind has been, well, it's just been a crazy spring, that's all. In fact, this last storm, it snowed right out here at Foothills, and it snowed between here and Colorado Springs on Monument Hill. They had a little trouble down there with it. So you see, it's a very unusual spring. And everything is so late, it'd be been so cold. We've had frost up until the first part of May. Every once in a while there we'd get a little light frost, which hasn't damaged things too much. It just set things back. Right now my roses are growing and looking very good, but they're late. They're starting to set on buds, but it looks as though it's going to have a pretty good bloom. We have, I don't know, I must have set out 50 to 100 plants, different flowers that we thought we'd try out and see what luck we'd have with them this year. Kind of have to have something to putter around with, and it keeps me occupied. If I get tired, I just go sit down, take it easy for a while, and then go back out. Work around a while. I painted the front patio and fixed a back step here so it wasn't quite so high to get up and down. And just keep messing around, keep busy. It seemed the best thing to do. I mentioned we'd had a lot of wind here this spring, which we have had. I was watching the Giant Dodger ball game yesterday at Candlestick Park, and boy, the old boy did have a time chasing that ball around. The wind was blowing, they reported 45 to 50 miles an hour up there, and you can see the dirt blowing and all. They had a dickens of a time. I don't know if you get any reports there on what's going here to try to keep the Bronx here in Denver. They've got a drive on now. They have to raise $1 million, and I think it's $1.5 million by June 15th. And on the 10 o'clock news last night, they have somewhat over $1 million pledged, and they're positive that they'll be able to make the deadline by June 15th. And if they do, it looks so the Bronx might remain here in Denver. It's quite a problem, but it's looking pretty good now for them. Mark, I've been seeing quite a lot of young fellows on television with their guitars, so some of these days I'm going to be looking forward to seeing you on television playing that guitar, so stay right in there and keep plugging away, and I'll bet you can make it one of these days. And Cheryl, I'm sure looking forward to seeing you this summer. And it's just getting pretty close now to that 4th of July when you'll be out in this part of the country. So we're sure looking forward to seeing all of you. And I think maybe we'll try to manage to make it to Western Slope over the 4th. I feel pretty good and I can make the trip, I'm sure, all right. Jim and Pat, I hope you're enjoying good health and good weather. We'd be looking forward to seeing you too. We see and talk to the kids in Arvada quite often, and they're just getting along fine. And I imagine Murray, our mother told you Murray will be over here for long. So we get to see her every once in a while. Well, the tape's running out, and I'm just about to run out, but I must say hello to Peppy, and this black mongrel of ours, we're having a lot of fun with him, but he's sure a beast. If it don't rain or snow too hard Memorial Day, I'll have my first cookout, so you better hop on a plane, come over, I'll have a steak all ready for you. So I think I'll just kind of get this thing in the mail now, and best of luck to you, and we hope to see you for too long. So long.